On the Edinburgh Trader, Elizabeth Swann, dressed in a sailor's clothes, was on her way to Tortuga. She was hoping to find Will, but Will was nowhere near Tortuga now. He, Jack Sparrow, and Jack's men were traveling down the Pantano River in two rowing boats. "Why is Jack so nervous?" Will asked Gibbs quietly.
"He's made an enemy of Davy Jones," Gibbs said seriously. "He thinks that he's only safe on land. If he goes out onto the ocean, Davy Jones will take him."
"Davy Jones?"
"Well, he has a monster that works for him. The Kraken," Gibbs said. His voice shook. "It's terrible. It can pull a ship to the bottom of the ocean."
Gibbs stopped, and Will saw the fear in his eyes.
"Is Jack afraid to die?" asked Will.
"Davy Jones doesn't kill you," Gibbs answered. "He punishes you. Think of the worst thing in the world. It's waiting for you in Davy Jones's world, and it never ends."
"And the key will save him?" Will asked finally.
"That's the question that Jack wants to answer. So he's going to visit her."
"Her?"
Will asked nervously. "Yes, her."
The rowing boats stopped near a small wooden house high in a tree. There was a light outside the door.
"Don't worry,"
Jack called to the other men. He tried to speak happily.
"Tia Dalma and I are old friends."
"I'll watch your back," Gibbs offered.
"I'm more worried about my front,"
Jack said quietly. As Jack climbed up into the house, the other pirates stayed close behind him. In the low light, they saw many strange animals in glass bottles. Raggetti touched his wooden eye when he noticed a bottle of eyes in a corner. Tia Dalma sat at a table in the shadows. She wasn't surprised by the visitors, because she could see into the future. She stood.
"Jack Sparrow," she said, "I knew the wind would bring you back to me one day."
Her eyes moved past Jack to Will. She smiled as she looked at him.
"I can see a great future for you, William Turner," she said, moving closer.
"Do you know me?" Will asked.
"You want to know me," she replied.
She looked into his eyes and pulled him close. Jack walked to Tia Dalma and pushed her back toward the table.
"We need your help," he said.
"Is Jack Sparrow asking for help?" she asked, amused.
"It's not for me," Jack answered. "It's for William. If you help me, I will help him."
Tia Dalma smiled.
"How can I help you? How will you pay me?"
"I will pay you with this,"
Jack said brightly. He took a wooden box from Pintel's hand. Inside was the monkey. Jack lifted his gun and shot it. The little monkey looked angrily at him.
"The pay is fair,"
Tia Dalma agreed. Her eyes moved again to Will. Jack passed the picture of the key to Will, and he quickly showed it to Tia Dalma.